this particular virus going from animals to humans, and I guess the notion is to keep it to try and limit its impact in the human realm, so that it doesn't become another contributor to the flus that travel around all the time. They'd like to see it stick with the animals and out of the human realm. I guess what happens if they take root significantly enough among humans, then it just gets passed around the world seasonally and becomes an annual problem, depending on what part of the world you live in. So that is apparently the factor that's driving the intense news we see about it. So anyway, it took me a long time to find that out, or that point of view, and interestingly, came from a Canadian source. Anyway, that's the take here, Vince. Back to you. N4 BWD K5 KKT.
K5 KKT N4 BWD. Well, that's a big Roger. That's pretty significant that the coronavirus flu coronavirus infection thing. I'm a diabetic, so I'm not particularly. I'm in that risk group. If I end up contracting it, so I'm concerned about it. Well, it's just kind of a major concern too, because of the proximity loss so many places in the world. It's important, and of course, it's going to mess up the Japan Olympics and everything else, I think. There has been a lot in the news, and I'm afraid I don't really understand it much, Dick. It's sort of not in my particular area of understanding. Some of my medical stuff is wide open, strange things. I go to enough doctors and stuff like that. Matter of fact, I just got through some laser surgeries last night. And I have one eye that's giving some problems, so they give punctuated laser treatment to the eye, and the whole first of which was to lower the pressure inside the eye to prevent any more damage to the optic nerve. So I've got glaucoma, which is kind of a progressive disease. And that's another reason why I don't fly anymore. But I'm trying to get it taken care of. But that laser thing is kind of interesting. It really doesn't hurt until after it's all over with. And the recovery time seems to be speeding, at least faster to me historically. Oh, well. What do you know? There's a lot of interesting things going on. The coronavirus is of great interest to me, too, and I'm trying to study it from the point of a recipient of, general news. But I'm not too sure any information I'm getting on the normal news channels is very accurate. I have a great deal of respect for what the Canadians do. They certainly have made a mark with me and some of the electronic things they've done, the other things, their other achievements. So I kind of like their system in some respect. So that's the thing. It sounds like you've picked up a little bit there. Anyway, Dick, I've got to visit the beverage recycling center, so I'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. But you need to sign and go on about other stuff. That'll be good, too. Otherwise, I just got to go score X to go take a leak. Hi. KA5, KKT, N4, BWD. Over, Dick. Go ahead.
check, N4BWDK5KKT. Okay, Vince. I don't think I'll hang in here, Vince. I'm in the middle of reading a whole lot of news that I put off for a while, or at least headlines that I get on the computer, the RSS, and if I want to, then I can click on them and read the actual articles, but I keep track of a lot of stuff there in general. I don't know how many articles I actually read, but a whole lot of headlines. Anyway, well, go ahead, about your business there, Vince. I'll probably keep it parked here on the frequency, and if you come back and call CQ, maybe you'll pick up someone, and I'll listen on the side while I do my other things here. Nice to meet you, Vince. We'll look for you again. N4BWD, a pleasure. K5KKT.
Yeah, Nick, okay. That's great. K5KKT, my business. So anyway, QRX, and if you don't come back, the 73 is, and I have enjoyed meeting you, and I've enjoyed our conversation. So that's that. K5KKT, N4BWD, QRX,
73.
Yeah, I ain't either. I'm at 400 and
470 feet above sea level.
Yeah, I'll look it up here. Give me a minute.
Compared to my setup, so here I am on 40 meters, probably for the next year or two. So, how is everything by you? Go ahead.
Not too bad, John. Let's go.
Hello, CQ. Calling CQ. WC1X. Whiskey Charlie 1X-ray. WC1X, portable VE2, calling CQ and standing by.
Cooperate with us next time.
So with that, 73 to all, and all the short wave listeners, and all the thick and the shut in, wave a hand at you. We appreciate you listening. 73, and this is KK4YPQQRT. You know, it's a perimeter you can go in, so you can't go past that perimeter. He's got 3 acres, so it's basically just an underground fence, shot collar.
Yeah, Roger, WA-40. Yeah, you know, I'm at a crossroads here. I'm still a little young, but I'm going to start. I'm living in an urban environment, Jake, so I'm going to teach teacher to heal when we walk and sit, stay, and the like. But I'm going to wait until she's 4 months to start doing that on a daily basis. But I, you know, now they've got these new collars that you can put on them that you carry like a little handheld radio, and you can either send a beep, vibrate, or shock. A lot of people swear by them, but I'm an old school choke king guy, but I think I'm going to kind of investigate that. You know anything about those?
Yeah, I have one. I got one, and I don't even need to use it no more. It works so good. The brand is called Sport Dog, and I had one that reached out 100 yards, and then I ended up buying one that reached out 500 yards. And he listens, I mean, because I trained him on the beep. You know, if he screws up 3 or 4 times on the beep, then you can adjust the level of shock. So if he messes up 3 or 4 times on the beep, then I'll hit him with a shock, you know, a light shock. And that's usually all it takes. But if not, you can turn it up. Give him two or three levels up on a shock. It don't take much. I've actually used it. I put it in my hand and shocked it. It's not that bad. It's more of like a real low voltage kind of tangle, really. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. He learned good. I have two of them, and I don't even use it now because he does so good with it.
I'll be damned. Well, that's interesting. I'm looking at the Sport Dogs on Amazon right now. I see they've got a flavor for every day of the week. Yeah, it looks interesting. I think I'm going to give it a shot. Well, come looking for you. I'll tell you about it after I do it sometime later this spring.
Yeah, let me know. I don't think you'll be disappointed, Mike. It works good. You know, it gives you because you can train them on a leash real good with it, too. You can have them on a leash and teach them to heal and use the beep method with the leash. And you could use the choke collar, too. That'd work, too. You can teach them how to heal. But what I like about it with the beep collar is you can let them off that leash. And you can train them to come back to it with that beep. You know, if he gets 50 yards out and you want him to come back, hit the beep, he'll stop and look at you. You call him towards you, and then he'll come back. Next thing you know, every time he hears that beep, he knows just to come back to you. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, you know, half a century ago in the Army, we used a dog whistle. had it on a little piece of black parachute cord that hung off of your jungle shirt at about 6 inches. You pick it up, blow it once for an inch or two. It was a command. I just looked up dog whistles. They haven't changed any. They look about the same as they did 50 years ago on Amazon. I don't know. I'm torn between old school and new school, Jacob, W40.
Well, I think you can do both worlds. I think there's definitely a place for a kill collar. But I'm telling you, you use sound and vibration and the shock if you have to, and they learn really good from that. This is the first time I've ever used one on a dog. I've always, kind of old school methods too, and I went this route, and man, it works good. I'd never do anything different now. I'd go with the sport dog shock collar. And I messed up and got the first one. It was 100 yarder. And I had to switch up and get a 500 yarder because I had the 100 yarder on him when he was young. He's probably 7 months. And a deer took off in front of us. And it happened so fast that he took off after that deer. And by the time I hit the shock, he was already too far gone. And so I jumped, I got him back, but I moved up to that 500 yarder, and he tried chasing the deer again, and I shocked him before he even had a chance to get on his tail, and now he looks the other way when he sees the deer. I mean, it's incredible how good it works.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good deal. So, I'm looking at these. I have a yard. I do not have a fence. Right now I've got a couple of stakes out in the yard that I put her on with 30-footers and let her play. But if I put an electric fence up, I see they just have these little things you stick in the ground, right? You're not... you run wire from one to the next? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You just got to make a continuous loop with that wire. So there is a point when you come back into your house with that wire, you have to twist the wires together for about 10 feet or so to eliminate the radio frequency signal. And then you tie those into, the positive and negative inside your house into a monitor inside your house. Or a transmitter, I guess it would be, inside your house. And so you just run that in the perimeter that you want. I bought a trencher, and I didn't buy one. I rented one at Home Depot, and I just trenched a 3-acre perimeter, or whatever you want. You can just do the perimeter of your yard or whatever, and just decide where you want to hook that monitor up inside your house and run the wires, a continuous loop all the way around your yard where you got to come in the house at. You make a twist, run those in, and you don't necessarily have to do the twist thing, but if you want to go the complete perimeter around your house, you have to, or else he'd get shot every time he went to that part. He wouldn't go across through it. But it's easy to do, and then you put the white flags up so he has a visual of where that line's at. That's just for training purposes. And you walk him the perimeter. You can turn it so there's a beep on there, so he gets beat before he gets shot. So you walk the perimeter of him so he hears that beep, and then you just walk it, and he learns the beep and where those white flags are. And he might get shocked a couple of times learning where that fence is, but, I mean, that's all there is to it. And after a while, they just know. They know where that, so you can put them on, I can put them out there without that collar on, and he won't go past that line. And I trained them to go past the line without the collar, only when I'm with them. And it's pretty neat. They are, dogs are as smart as can be, man.
Hey, Jacob, I'm going to have to send your dog a box of treats for this advice. I may go ahead and do this. I don't want to put up a fence. My neighbors don't have fences. My yard goes downhill. It's not very big. I'm not talking 3 acres. I'm talking like 75 by 75 feet. That's about the size of it.
Well, that would be a simple install there. And yeah, I mean that's as easy as it gets right there. And I think the kit I bought, it's called Extreme Dog Fence or something like that. I got it on Amazon. And it was a $300 or $400 kit I bought. But I had to buy the bigger kit because of the distance I was going. You know, they give you bigger wire and stuff and more wire. But I think I got $300 or $400 into it. But, you know, you can look at that and what the regular fence is going to cost you too, you know. And, yeah, I've had mine in the ground for over a year now, and it's held up. So, and like I said, once they learn the border, they just don't go past it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I got it. Yeah. I hear you on the trencher. I don't need a trencher. Guys, this neighborhood is still under development. We had this house built, moved in here in 2018, summer 2018. I still know all of the guys that worked on this house. I go over to the job site once in a while, and I'll hire two or three of them. Man, they jump up. Oh, Mr. Whiteley, what's happening? What's happening, man? Because I pay them $20 an hour, and I always feed them. All I got to do is get out of the car on the job site, and they're all over me like I'm a rock star. So I got that trenching taken care of.
Oh, that's good. KE8NFZ.
KBA40.
Really good. In fact, the trench, dude, like you only got to put that line about, I think it's 3 to 6 inches in the ground. So it's not a big trench. You know, 3 to 6 inches, and because if you put it too deep, it's not going to work. It's got to, but you don't want it too shallow neither, where something's going to rip it out of the ground or you could hit it. You know, I mean, I've heard of some people they actually just lay their fence on the ground. You know, lay the actual wire on the ground and do it like that, and then they buy a stake and just stake it into the ground. So you technically don't need a trench, but I trench mine. And, I mean, that's the way I would do it. I would trench it, but technically you don't need to trench it.
You mean like yard staples?
Yep, just like some landscaping yard staples. You could do it like that, yep.
Yeah, okay. No, I agree with you. I'd go ahead and go the extra distance. Yeah, okay. All right, man. Well, this has been great. You gave me a lot of good advice. I appreciate it.
So no problem, Mike. I'm just glad to talk to someone. Yep. Good hearing from you. But I'll go ahead. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and take him for a walk now anyways. I've been up here trying to play radio for an hour now. I'm kind of ignoring him. So I'm going to take him for a walk. It's good hearing from you again, Mike. Love talking to you. And I'll see you down the line, buddy. 73-KE8-NFC.
Okay. Hey, have you got email, Jacob?
Yes, sir, I do.
I don't see it on your QRZ page.
Okay, it's J-A-K-E.
Yeah?
Yeah, so J-A-K-E-C-I-E at gmail.
NS1 Charlie Quebec from K0 Victor X-Ray Uniform.
Tú la vas a llevar para la casa. Eso lo dices tú a la esposa tuya, Kevia. Que tú la vas a llevar lo que ella se limpia. Y es una muchacha que para que se avance, que se yo, que mira a ver lo que te va a decir tu mujer.
I needed help today, and I got it. So thanks very much. So I'm going to close the net and turn the frequency over to regular MTUs, KW5 Oscar. probably be here this Friday. I'll miss the next one. First Friday of the month, I'm busy answering, so. But I'll try to see you Friday. KW, bye-bye.
73, Chuck and Larry and Mike, you guys have a good one. K5WM, clear.
Anything further? Roger, great. November Charlie Sierra 045. This is November Alpha 0 Lima Papa. Roger, two stations via intercept from November Foxtrot 11 Charlie Hotel. He checked in. Alpha Mike 046, time 18260, and station Kilo Oscar Lima 1.